views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday.
Good morning.
Linda's not on assignment today. Today is the 24th of January, 2023. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they're there for you. Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
It's not usual. I just have to share this. Liam is, yes. I mean, he is a sharp young man. Yet, I mean, he is there. He does these things. And
he's a detail guy.
He's a detail guy.
Thank you.
A perfectionist, even, in some things in his life. But, well, most things.
Yeah.
So he says to me, hey, did you know that RC was here Thursday to cut a spot?
For Tobacco and Brew.
And I said, well, yeah, see, it's written right here on the production board.
Yeah.
But well, you know I come in, and I hear someone banging on the front door. And I'm like, who's here? Like, why are they here so early for the show? And RC's there, and the whole time I'm just like, why did no one tell me about this? This is ridiculous.
Well, it has been written there for a while. But that's one of those, like, you've been here less than a year, and we used to really practice that. Now we just kind of say it or put it in an email. But that was something that was a telephone call with Shelley, one of our great sponsors, and said, you know, RC works in the daytime, so he can't get there at 10 o'clock or 9:30 when we usually do our commercials. But I said, well, come before one of the shows. So I wrote it down, but I didn't include you in that convo. So you
It's okay.
Yeah, so you know.
But it's listed under the production orders. And producer production. I'm sorry.
All right.
Here's the thing is, I love being able to tease Liam on something.
Yeah. And he laughs back.
Because when he has to record my 30-second spot,
don't give me
just giggling in the background the whole
please
time.
Please tell us that you're okay with us teasing you and that you're not going to. Yeah. It's all good.
Liam,
yeah, I know.
Guy. Okay.
That's my teasing. 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's go into the weather. It's going to be high of 64 today. That's all, folks, but clear. Overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for 64. Overnight lows of 45. Thursday, sunny with a high of 67. Thursday night, lows of 38. We don't have any rain in this forecast here. Friday, sunny with a high of 61. Overnight lows of 37. And Saturday, highs of 57. And we have a lot of things to cover this morning, but first, the weather is always brought to you by another wonderful sponsor that we have, veteran-owned business located in Anderson that goes the extra mile for those of you who may be in hard-to-get-to places. They are known for going the extra mile with the extra trucks up the hill, whatever they can do in order to help you with all your Shasta, gas and propane needs, 365-3793.
Okay, we've got a number of things to talk about, some local and some statewide, but I'm going to start off with something that's a little more humorous and it's more of a nation thing. Have you ever heard of Mattress Mac, Linda?
Mattress
Mac.
Mac. Well, since we've been, I've heard of Sleep Number Sleep Train.
No.
Sleep Train was a really big sponsor. Being from Sacramento area of Rush Limbaugh, and they were his number one supporter when he started out. So Sleep Train, and then they turned it into Sleep Train Amphitheater, and they became huge. Then
I don't think
so.
It's him.
No, I don't know who it is. So
Mattress Mac is a guy who owns a number of mattress company, mattress stores in Texas. He's become famous because Mattress Mac makes these huge bets.
Oh.
He won millions on the Houston winning the World Series.
Oh, so like NFL, he makes a large.
Yes.
Okay.
So he put a big bet on TCU to beat Georgia. Of course, you know how that went. Well, he put a $2 million bet on the Dallas Cowboys to win against the 49ers.
Well, didn't he do that last year, too?
Yeah, he wins He loses millions, but he wins millions. So, but the funny thing on this is after he did it, he, hey Dak, he sends this out on a tweet or something. Hey Dak, Mattress and Dak, Dak Prescott, of course, is the quarterback for, the Dallas Cowboys. At least he was this season. Hey Dak, Mattress Mac here. I just lost $2 million, but I got some advice for you. Get rid of the Sleep Number mattress and get a Tempur-Pedic. You'll get much better results. Because Prescott is the big spokesman for Sleep Number.
Mm. Not Sleep Number, but that.
No, Sleep Number.
Oh.
He is.
Oh, whoa, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And Dak said he can concentrate when he's on the field because he had a great night's sleep the night before on his, Sleep Number.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of it was a little humorous there. Okay.
I mean, 49ers are just in, have fans are in their glory.
You know, this this young quarterback, you know, for the 49ers is, you know, he's kind of like the real deal. And Kittle, who is their crazy tight end.
Yeah.
He's
a fun guy. He's a fun guy.
He looks
loving,
like
yeah.
he's really truly enjoying what's going yep. on out there. And
Iowa
and
boy.
They're both Iowa mm-hmm. boys. Brody grew up in Cave Creek, Arizona, and went to Iowa. And he was, of course, everybody knows, was the last player drafted. And the title of the last person drafted in the NFL was Mr. Irrelevant. We talked about this yesterday, but. It was, seems like it was, it seems, Kittle just says nice things about him. So, okay, moving on. Right here in town. You know, we have a problem here in Reading with homeless out in areas with, that build their camps, that mm-hmm. they're building camps. And there is an area here in Reading. And it's it's on North Market Street, you know, up there around Lake, you know, the canyon right in there, the, mm-hmm. you know, that burnt one year went all the way down to, I think Turtle Bay. And
are we talking about
stuff?
The canyon that goes, where the, excuse
east
me.
East west there.
Like 273, or not 273, but,
299.
Market Street or whatever
yeah,
that, yeah.
And lake up
the
there.
Straight stretch or whatever you want
right,
to call
they're
it.
They're having a meeting today, before the Administrative Hearings Board at City Hall for four locations, 180 Masonic Avenue, 187 Sulphur Creek Road, 200 Lost Lane, and 204 Sulphur Creek Road. That's 67 acres, and they adjoin several other large vacant lots in this, in quote, highly rugged, steep vegetation-covered, fire-prone canyon. And they've been going after this guy that owns it. It's a company out of Southern California. And and they've warned them. They've said, you've got to clean this up. And nothing's happening. So as of today, if they meet, they can hit him with a fine of $100 a day up to $100,000. And it's Sundial Village LLC of Morgan Hill. And the owner is somebody named Alan Ansari of Mission Viejo. They've had over a year of complaints. And, almost a year. Started February 6th. And when the Reading Police Department, they found piles of trash and everything from furniture, appliances, bicycles, hazardous waste, mattresses and clothing to tent and gas generators out there. Now, they warned him. They said, you've got to clean this up. He said, well, he was going to work with this, you know, blah, blah. Nothing happened. And he said he has concerns about cleanup cost. Excuse me, we have concerns about fire coming through our town, Mr. Ansari. And he was in talks to sell the property to a developer and however, nothing took place since then. When they visited the site in June, they found the violations not only remained but had grown extensively. Just besides the gas power generators, they had a bathroom there with a dug into the dirt. With a toilet seat over it.
I have a question.
A bathroom building.
Yeah. We can see all this in our minds.
Well, you can see it when you drive by.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a caller can let us know. Is there an organization, when we talk about, you know, we've got Giving Tuesday and we have you know, all of these. Is there an organization, I'm sorry, that the funds go into an organization that is purely, all the funds that you decide to give goes purely for a group of people, not the policeman, not the guy from the RPD, but the organization purely is to clean up homeless.
To answer your question.
So what is the name of that organization?
Well, I am not sure what the name of the organization is, but there is one that goes out.
Is it one guy?
No. They get people together and they go out there and they've gathered up tons and tons and tons of this kind of stuff. And it is a volunteer group, and they do fundraisers occasionally, help pay for, you know, all this stuff. But no, they have gathered up, you know, I could even say thousands of tons since we've lived here.
How?
And I can't remember the name of it, so don't ask.
Okay, well, my question then is, and we have to take a break, but how do we empower these people, I mean, in a kind way, and for our listeners, and if they're thinking, I need to get my hands into something that I can really do that's going to make a change in our community on a positive level, you know, go out and help support this group. I want to know the name of the group. If you guys know the name of the group that are listening, or you want to put it in our chat room at kcnr1460.com, please do. Because I want to get them on the air, and I want us...
It's called Shasta Support Services, started by Dale Ball.
Okay, Dale. We need to have this brought to the attention of our listeners, and as we figure out where we're going to donate this year, if it's something different that you want to do along with your regular organization or your charity of choice, this is something that we all need to get together. It affects us all. And let's talk about the psychological aspect, too, of the people who become homeless, maybe have somebody on that's gone through this transition and maybe they're doing something better. What do we do when they're displaced and all their belongings are moved someplace or thrown out? Let's really get down to the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty of this whole situation.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system that enables surgeons to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments in a high 3D high definition view. What's this mean? It means less pain, reduced risk, and much faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It is a premier retirement community. You know, great people there. The accommodations there are just outstanding. A gourmet chef, they're pet friendly. They let you have your pets there. A great place to have everything that means something to you, and then be able to go out and visit, travel, do all those things. All the different amenities offered by River Commons Senior Living. And if, for a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-221-2121. To see what River Commons can do for you, and ask them about the new moderate income program that they have there, all the same amenities, that they're trying to open this so everybody can come in to River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. River Commons. Okay, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, this deal up there on Sulphur Creek Hill leaves a real sour taste in my mouth, because the city of Redding boots these people off of public property. Where are they going to go to private property? Instead of dealing with the problem the way the city should, they push it off on a landowner, and now they're going to start fining him and giving him a hard time.
Well, it's his property, though, right? Wait. It's his property, right?
Say what?
It's his property.
But it's the city of Redding's problem that was down here at Anderson Open Space that they shut them down. Where'd they think they're going to go?
Well, a lot of different places, but if you own property, you're responsible for property, Nick.
Yeah, but, you know, if I'm gone and this guy's an out-of-town property owner,
he's been told.
And somebody comes onto my property and sets up a camp, is it my fault?
We're not blaming you for them setting it up. What were they talking about for over a year? They've been telling him, you got to clean up your property, and he's done nothing. He's let it become even worse. And let me give you an example of what can be done. We have friends that live back and out in that area. There's a big green belt behind him, and he has a drone. And one day he was just flying the drone out there, and he saw all of these camps out there. So what he did is he knew who owned the property, and he sent him a copy of that drone footage. And he said, this is what's out here, you know, in this area. And that gentleman went out, cleaned it all up, put up his gates, and it had security go out there every so often.
And he should should bill the city for his expenses.
Well, you know
probably what? Probably the county, too, because they refuse to deal with the problem. They push it off. You know, we as taxpayers, we pay our taxes for them to take care of problems for the whole area, not just city property.
I agree. And we do have a homeless problem, and it could be handled in a lot of different ways. I'm just saying is this is a story that this person owns 67 acres. He's been told you've got to do something about this. This is a fire hazard and could cause people's deaths and everything. And he hasn't done anything. He hasn't even tried. He hasn't even gone in there and said, okay, look, I'm going to send in a team to clean this out.
I'll tell you what, Carl. I'm going to contact that property owner and offer to buy a bus and bus them back down to Henderson Open Space. And then we can make the city clean it up again.
Okay, you do that, Nick.
Hey, I've got something else I wanted to talk to you about, Carl. This guy that got killed up on Lakeville Boulevard at the AMPM.
Yeah. Mm. I was going to talk about that. They're charging the convenience store clerk with murder.
Yeah, but this is another example of society, the state of California, Shasta County, for not building a jail, not taking care of criminals and turning them loose. This guy had numerous crimes. In 2004, Rollins had been convicted of numerous crimes. Forgery, violating probation, grand.
Now, which one are you talking? Wait a minute. Which one are you talking about? The clerk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Petty theft, failed to register as a sex offender, vandalism, burglary, possession of illegal drugs. This seems to me like the person that three strikes was made for. He should have been locked up instead of working with the public. And this guy, Miguel Padilla, he was a contributing member of society. You know, this is a perfect example of our government not protecting us and using the money we give them for taxes, using it what it's for, which is public safety and infrastructure.
Okay, Nick. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on. Everybody else hangs up on me.
Wow. Okay, so let's
Nick
go
has
to...
Nick has a show on Sunday mornings and 8 o'clock.
So you have a couple things you want to talk about. You were saying
about... Well, that was going to be one. Here's the other thing that happened. As you know, there was that... there was a mass shooting.
Two.
There was a mass shooting down in Southern California, and a second one happened in Half Moon Bay at a mushroom farm. Seven people were killed in two related shootings in around Half Moon Bay. I've been to Half Moon Bay many times when I lived in San Francisco, and it's a great little place. That was many years ago. They said four of the victims were found with gunshot wounds at the first shooting scene and three at the second. And they've already arrested the suspect in this. His name is Chun-Li Zhao, a resident of Half Moon Bay. Was found in his car in the parking lot. Was found in his car in the parking lot of the Sheriff's Office Half Moon Bay Police Substation more than 2 hours after the deputies arrived at the first shooting scene. So he's turned himself in, obviously. But that's two. And, you know, the one down in Monterey, it's not Monterey, but the name of the place is Monterey. The guy came in there, 72 years old, into a ballroom dancing. They were celebrating the Lunar
New Year. Year of the Rabbit.
And he came in and started shooting. And he was disarmed by somebody in there. He got away. And then later on, police found him, and he had killed himself. Now, these are two shootings that were close to each other in a state that has extremely stringent gun laws. And, in fact, we've found that most of the people that get involved in these, you know, most of the case, I'm not talking about gangbangers or any of this, have bought their firearms legally. So then you have to ask yourself, why did the 72-year-old guy who used to go there and teach classes and dance at the at that ballroom dancing place. I mean, you know what? You expect, not you don't expect, but you can understand, like, outside a nightclub. You know, now I don't know what was going on in New Year in at that club, but I don't think of it was like a real crazy place, but came in and started shooting like that.
We have to take a break, but I do want to come back, and I think we need to just examine. This is just horrific. We're hearing more and more that this, you know, mass shooting in this mall and mass shooting in that whatever, you know, and nothing is more horrific than thinking that you're off having a good time and somebody comes in and kills your loved one or puts your life in danger. Let's discuss that a little bit more about civility in society and when we come back after the break. 7:30 in the morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM. It's currently 48 degrees. No, excuse me. It's currently
46 degrees,
and today our high will be 64.
This portion and show is brought to you by REU. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or electric bicycle, Riding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging stations. Yeah. Visit cityofriding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm thinking an electric bike at some point. That way I don't look like a chipmunk going up the hill because I've geared my mountain bike incorrectly. And you leave me in the dust in
there.
Well,
James Posada.
Your old Schwinn.
Just got a
big old Schwinn three-speed.
And taking it from my Lives in the Garden track and drives it. Rides it every day to work.
Yeah, I think
you could do
cool.
it too.
I could do it too, but he says he puts his on electric, and he doesn't really pedal. It's like, you know. Anyway, okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer, help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is the 24th of January, 7:36 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, 64 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. Employers have lawyers. If you haven't been treated the way you should and things are dragging out or you're not getting the treatment, give Patrick a call. He's there for you. 530-262-2168. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Odina.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonder Horse.
Yeah, we have to face... what's the word I want to say?
She's back at the bed.
Thank you very much, Crossroads, for letting us bring her in yesterday. So, for many of you who followed the story of our paint, Odina the Wonder Horse, she had an infection that we thought had gone away.
She hit something and it opened up a spot in her leg and got...
Looked like it healed.
Yeah, and then it became terribly infected.
Then blew out.
Yep. So Dr. Shaw down at Crossroads Veterinary took great care of her, fixed it. She had to spend 4 or 5 days there while they had to wash it out every day.
That was in November during the Marine Corps ball. We left her there and visited her daily throughout the weekend of the November 10th weekend.
On Saturday, we noticed that same spot looked like it was warm around it, like there was an infection, and it was starting to push out. So we got her down yesterday, and there's, from the injury, because of the infection, a piece of bone on her leg kind of sloughed off, and it's trying to work its way out. So, but it's causing, an infection there. So she's going to go back in there. And,
she is back in there. Today will be.
And taking that piece of bone out.
They'll go in and look at it.
Yeah. So. Odina the Wonder Horse now has two other symbols behind her name. It's the dollar
we
symbol.
We just want to make sure that she's okay. And the thing is that with the weather, I mean, she's boarded, but she's boarded in a place that's half covered and half in the back. And so even though we can change her in a place that's all covered, we are probably going to find out today if we leave her. It's nice to know that if your horse is in hospital care, that they're enclosed and they're looking at them daily. So we'll find out today, but she may be there for until Friday or Saturday.
Anyway, the point is that this horse who comes up to me all the time, when they put her into her stall, which is somewhat like the Taj Mahal, she's looking out the window, and I said, Odina, and she turns around, and she comes over to me, and then when I tried to give her a carrot, she looked the other way. In fact, she turned her head all the way around, like it was some kind of...
She shunned you.
She shunned me. She
completely
shunned me.
You know how a dog will do that, and they turn the other way no matter what? And she, you know...
And try to turn... You can't turn a horse's head back. No. So
before we took the break, we were talking about the gun thing and like where we're
where
going.
Where does this come from? I mean, what happens when a person, and this can be, you know, and I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but, you know, reading, it's like, it's kind of like that show we saw the other day, you know, about a child that has PEDS, things going wrong with him. There's something mentally off about this child, and he becomes a teenager. The parents see it. And
the mother won't look at it at all. Well, the father's like,
He's been to psychologists. He's been to psychiatrists. And eventually the kid goes into the school and shoots seven people. Now, this is just purely a fictional account of something.
But it's from the parent. It's from the parent's perspective, which I thought was interesting.
The father actually took him out in the mountains, was going to kill him because he knew that something was going to happen. They found the diary. They found all this. And he was going to do away with him, and he couldn't do it.
He did. It was his son. So anyway, I just, you know, I've been really journaling and praying and sorting about this subject, about society and our community and friendships and where we are, and all we have control over really is ourselves, our integrity, the base of what we do. And I had this conversation with Liam right before we came on the air, like, do you do an integrity check every day? Are you trying to be like a positive influence with your friends, with your loved ones? Are you in such a place that you can't get clear enough that you can be that positive? So I think what's feeling in society is that we have we were watching the whole thing with M&Ms and how our society is becoming woke. Our society, and there's a good part of that, and then there's the opposite side of that. There's like, you're afraid to say anything because it could be misconstrued, that when you say, oh, I like white paint, that some people are going to say everything that could possibly be said wrong about that statement is like that, but that wasn't your intention. So we're kind of in this place as a collective that feels like, what happened to our rules and our honor and our respect? Like, the things that people have gone through, even in here locally with our community and politics, and the yelling at people in public and going up to judges' houses, even on a, you know, like, where is our respect? Where is our, where you hold yourself in check? Because it's not okay to just goober over everybody. You know, so, you know, I'm just self-examining myself and really looking at a societal impact. We talked about the homeless and certain things to do with that this morning. We talked about this, the whole M&M thing coming up, that I understand in the advertising world, when you're a creative, I mean, Madonna's on the cover of Vanity Fair doing like some kind of mockery of the Last Supper, and that's been her thing, her kitsch that she's been doing, you know, where the, what's her name? Remember the gal who ripped the Pope's picture and everybody went crazy and she became a star. So it's like pushing the envelope, but there's a point where you say, am I pushing the envelope so far? There's a mockery and then there's a hurt. And when people go out and flip out, just become like enraged, where they get lost in a rage moment and kill people, what is going on?
Well, it's been going on for years. And
not to this level, I don't think, unless it's just because of the news outlets.
Well, part of it is 24-hour news. Let's go to the phones. Terry, do you have a comment on this?
Anyway, yesterday, Linda, I gave your husband a list of 10 laws that were passed back till 1999, and I really hear what you're saying, but the challenge we have in the school system, and he has that list, everything from a law being passed, not a mandate, not a policy, but a law being passed that you can have an immorality zone. a law being passed in 2010 that a teacher can take your child out of school to private counseling if they want to change their gender or whatever it is they want to do without ever even notifying you or getting your permission. And that's just, that's some of the good ones. There's one that talks about how in kindergarten they're being taught to have sex, and it doesn't matter what kind of sex you have with who you have it with, as long as you use a condom. And he has all those laws there.
I was going to do a segment on this one this week, Terry. But can you tie that back into the fact of lack of? Do you think that things like this happening in schools results in this lack of civility?
And here's why I think that.
Okay.
A lot of kids get confused, and especially ones that are teenagers, and I'm sure we often remember back when. There's a lot of things, you're getting a lot of mixed messages. There's a lot of depression. When I went to high school many, many years ago, there was a lot of things that were going on like this. I would submit to you there were probably mass murders and horrible things. Look at what happened in Greensboro, Oklahoma, when 100 blacks were murdered by whites and buried in a mass grave. That didn't even come out until a few years ago. So the thing is that all these things have been atrocities that have happened in the past. We just have a news media now that gets it out to us immediately. We'll know if somebody got killed in New York City within 5 minutes. I think that's a lot of it. But I think the pressure being put on these kids by society and the pressure that's happening with them at school, the situation where they have to be socially, the woke business about, I mean, you're born a man or a woman. I mean, that's the way you're born biologically. You know, changing that at 11 or 12 years old or 10 years old with the aid of a school system, a teacher or a counselor, is appalling. And I think a lot of this leads to confusion, anger, and angst. So that's why I think a lot of it's happening, yeah.
Okay.
And I think it was rampant years ago. We just didn't hear about it as much.
Well, that's absolutely true, the 24-hour news cycle. It happens. The whole world knows in 5 minutes. Okay, Terry, got to run.
Thanks a lot for the call, Terry. Got to take a break. Stay on the line, whoever's calling in.
And we'll get to you right after the break.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been...
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew.
This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's sunshining, your car's still muddy. Head on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. You get, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. And I tell you what, it's a great experience. Your car or truck comes out really shiny, and they have somebody there at the end with a clean big towel, wipe off the car, take away any of the residue, and they're very,
it's a family-owned business.
Yeah, it's a family-owned business. It's local, Quick and Clean Car Wash. They're good people. I saw this yesterday.
We have a phone call.
Oh, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Sorry.
Do you have a comment or a thought that you'd like to share on the radio this morning?
I do, Carl and Linda. Thanks again for your show. I had every intention of calling in this morning and weighing in on the SCOE meeting that you guys had yesterday. And it's funny, I've been listening, you know, ever since you guys have been on, and I wasn't going to call until there was at least a, you know, some kind of an opportunity to where it wasn't going to knock you completely off topic. And you've gone from homeless to murder sprees and
yeah, we're open for anything right now.
Right. Well, and Terry calls and basically kind of says a little bit of what exactly what I was going to say, that it, this all does start at a young age. That I mean, your perception of who you're going to be and who your neighbor is and the importance of another life, not just your own, is established very early on. It's not something that you're either going to get or not going to get. Anyway, if I could really quickly speak to the SCOE meeting, they spoke about the pronouns and about how it's all about love and acceptance. And the problem with that is that you think that love is blind acquiescence. It isn't. Love is discipline. If my child points to the ground and says up, I'm going to correct them and say, no, that's down. The sky is up. The ground is down. They come to school to learn truth and facts. You know, and facts are easiest if they're one way or the other, right? Yes and no. Right and left. Up and down. Those are facts. There's no soft edges there. They're hard facts. The more we muddy the water with him, her, they, with maybe it's good for you but not good for them, whatever this is, whatever this woke, exactly what Linda was saying right now, this kind of woke culture, all these soft edges, and it's not up to us to decide, and we can't say, well, these just confuse children. They just put them in a place where they can't comprehend anymore. There are really no facts. There is no right or wrong. There is no up or down. It's only about whatever I say or somebody else says. Love is about discipline. You have to teach these kids facts and information. It isn't about sexuality or how you feel or anything else. So I appreciate the school and their want, their desire to try and help these kids. And I know they touted the study about suicides, and especially suicides among transgender people. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to prevent suicide, teach your teachers to identify depression. Because suicide among teenagers and kids is not just a gender thing. It's been going on for a long time. It has to do with depression. Teach them to identify depression. Otherwise, have the teachers teach facts and figures and leave the pronouns completely out of the classroom.
Okay.
Thank you for it. That was very concise. Thank you.
That was very well said. Thank you very much, Robert.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, here's something that I've been seeing for a couple of days. And now when we go out someplace, we tip. We tip at 20%, correct?
We tip at 20%. Sometimes, right. Just depending if I've had incredible service with a facialist or hair and they've like gone over time and they've done something special, I want to tip 25%.
Okay.
But here's the outrage, and this, you're reading about it now. How do you feel about this?
Is now on social media and a bunch of other places, some fed-up consumers are posting rants on social media complaining about tip requests at drive-thrus, while others say they're tired of being asked to leave a gratuity for a muffin or a cup of coffee at your local place. And if it's a digital thing, when you see when your bill comes out to put in, you know, at the end to pay, and then you add.
You were double charged the other day.
Oh yeah,
because
I've got to look.
Yeah, because
it should be back in.
But this is a perfect example.
But that wasn't over tipping. That was because they didn't think the card went through, and I ran it through again, and it.
Because you wanted to tip, and that person was standing at the counter. And I'm just saying that's like, oh, okay, well, it's like
I didn't do it because of that. I did it because I wanted to.
Yeah.
But the point is that now people are starting to push back a little bit and say, you know, unlike tip jars that shoppers can ignore, now it's on your receipts. And the side of it is that you get this kid that makes 15 bucks an hour. He's going to graduate school. He makes about $400 a month in tips. And he says it's hard to sympathize with customers who are able to afford pricey coffee drinks but complain about tipping, you know, like $6 for a cup of coffee, which, of course, is ludicrous. But when you are also – people do not like unsolicited advice, a marketing professor. They don't like to be asked for things, especially at the wrong time. She said at her mortgage company has been asking for tips lately from a mortgage company. Typically, she's happy to leave a gratuity at restaurants, but at your mortgage company, it makes you feel bad. You feel like you have to do it because they're asking you to do it. But then you have to think about the position that puts people in. So it's like this. If you want to, and Emily Post advised consumers to tip on ride shares like Uber and Lyft, as well as food and beverages, including alcohol. But it's up to each person to choose how much a tip at a cafe or a takeout food service. I mean, I don't tip it at In-N-Out. Do you tip it In-N-Out?
No, we just went through In-N-Out. We didn't tip. I don't know if there's a... You know, it's not included in the price. So
yeah.
I do tip. If I'm going to go into Starbucks or something like that, I'll tip over.
Yeah.
I'll, if I have a dollar change, I'll put the dollar in there.
Yeah. Well, here it says here is during COVID, when people were trying to help out the restaurants and all that, that tips grew by 25% in the third quarter of 2022, while gratuities at quick or counter service restaurants went up to 16.7. Anyway, I never even thought about it because if you get service, you know, that's just, for me, that's what I do. But I can see if companies like mortgage companies or other places, well, you want to leave a tip here? I've just given you hundreds of thousands of dollars. You want me to 10%? What? So anyway. Okay. We'll be right back with after the news with Redding Rancheria.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's open border policy being slammed by a New York congresswoman. Republican Nicole Malliotakis says 38 terrorists have been caught trying to cross the border this year on top of the 98 apprehended last year. She asks how many terrorists are among the 1 million gotaways now living in the U.S. And also she asks why the president made it easier for them to enter the country. And there is this out of New York.
Four illegal immigrants who were brought into New York City on buses from the U.S.-Mexico border are arrested for allegedly shoplifting thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from a Macy's. The four men, ranging in age from 19 to 30, are accused of traveling from Manhattan to Nassau County on Long Island to steal $12,489 worth of goods. The men were pulled over in a 2006 BMW with fake plates. Two of the men have been living at the Westin Hotel on West 57th in Manhattan since they arrived in the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's getting more difficult to keep track of all of the shootings in California.
Bullets flew at a gas station in Oakland, California Monday night, just hours after a gunman killed seven people in Half Moon Bay.
Correspondent Jennifer King says one person died in the Oakland shooting, several others hospitalized, no arrests there. Seven people killed in the two shootings in the coastal community of Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. A suspect is in custody in those attacks. And police in Los Angeles County have yet to determine a motive in the attack at a dance studio in Monterey Park, killed 11 people. They may never learn what motivated the gunman. He took his own life after the attack. Well, it was nice while it lasted. While gasoline was never cheap, the prices at the pump are on the rise again. AAA's national average as of this morning, $3.44 a gallon for regular. Wall Street, the Dow is up 16 points, NASDAQ down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is defending Germany against allegations it's not been doing enough to help Ukraine defend itself against the Russians.
Germany is among the allies providing the most military, financial, and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. This includes air defense systems such as Gepard and RST, artillery and ammunition. You have recently also announced the delivery of advanced Patriot systems and Marder infantry fighting vehicles.
Berlin has faced criticism for not sending Leopard tanks to Ukraine. A gold mining company says several workers have been killed after a blast in western Kenya. The company blames illegal mining activities. Mine operator says a wall that was built to prevent flooding and illegal incursion was blasted by illegal miners, causing an explosion. News and analysis, townhall.com. There's been a deadly shooting in Iowa's capital city. Two teens killed while attending a program for at-risk youth in Des Moines. The suspect, an 18-year-old.
Preston Walls is charged with two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder in the shooting at the Starts Right Here program. Two other teenage males, an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, were killed in the attack. The program's founder, 49-year-old William Holmes, who goes by the stage name Will Keeps, was injured. Police say Walls and the two students killed all had gang affiliations and were in opposing gangs. They say Walls was on supervised pretrial release on a weapons charge and had removed an ankle bracelet 16 minutes before he went to the school with the gun. I'm Ben Thomas.
Citing rising crime and vagrancy, Chase Bank announcing a decision to close some of its New York City ATMs early, closing them by 5 or 6 in the evening. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're not going anywhere. Today is the 24th of January.
Gosh, what Liam, happened there, man?
Liam, we have somehow managed to lose control of January.
I can't wrap my head around how fast time is moving.
It's just gone. It's just gone. 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got so many great things going on there that helps the health of our community in the North State. Liam's at the helm today. Did we have a special day of any kind?
Yeah, we got a few.
Day of the week.
Let's see. Let's find a good one. National Compliment Day.
Oh,
we like that.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
Thank
we
you.
We can run with that.
Yeah.
You are a great producer and a great young man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I'm blessing.
Yeah.
Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. And think about that. It's National Compliment. I like when I would like to be on that board that selects like the nail polish colors of OPI and or like National Day. What day is it? It's just always funny, like Waffle Day or like Hug a Pet Day. But Compliment Day, that's positive. Thank you so much. Currently 44 degrees. We do have positive weather and a forecast in front of us. Sunny today with a high of 64, overnight lows of 45. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 64, overnight lows of 45. And Thursday, 67, overnight lows of 38. Friday, sunny with a high of 61. Friday night, mostly clear, overnight lows of 37. And Saturday, the high of 57. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson business, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Well, we're here with Redding Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, and she brought her special projects officer with us, Miranda.
Miranda Edwards. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having
first
me.
First time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be you. The last.
Did you say special? Director of Special Projects?
Special Projects Manager.
Okay. Okay. You know, I have that at my house. My, my special project is Linda. And it's full-time, and I will have to tell you my management capabilities of that, but, you know, I'm not even sure. Even the term manager could be used by me.
Redding Rancheria.
Big meeting at the Board of Supervisors.
It is, yes. I'm here with you instead. So,
yeah.
Yes, the Board of Supervisors meeting, I believe, starts at 9 this morning, and I think their first agenda item is consideration of our project. So, yeah, we are hopeful. And
now, what does that mean? Can you tell our listeners when you say considerations of our project?
Yes. So it's kind of interesting. This all sort of started, if you've seen in the news, recently the city council voted again to send a letter to the BIA saying that they don't support our project. It's interesting because all of this is a step forward, actually. Part of this process is the BIA sends out notices to the local agencies. So the city of Redding, Shasta County, all of the agencies and areas got a notice saying, ask them four questions.
Mm-hmm.
If this land is put into trust and taken off the tax base, are you going to lose any tax money? Are there any traffic issues? I should have brought the questions. There were four specific mm-hmm. questions they asked the agencies. So that's all they needed to answer. I mean, and they have answered those questions before. They've had opportunities to comment, and they have. They have just, you know, talked about traffic issues, which we know of, and we're working on mitigating those. But instead, they chose to go above and beyond and decided to send a letter saying that they oppose the project. So that's unfortunate, because that's not even what the VIA was asking. They didn't ask them whether they support it or not. But they chose to send that letter. So I think in response to that, the county decided to take up the issue again. So I think that's why it ended up on the agenda for the county this morning.
Well, the county recalled their letter. Several months ago. And the so this has the city saying one thing and the county saying another.
It is, yes. It's unfortunate. I feel like the city council members who voted to oppose it are thinking very short-sighted. You know, this project's going to go in. So if I were them and I was representing my constituents, I would be thinking, well, what's best for my constituents? Probably to work with the tribe and mitigate issues or concerns that they have. That's what I'd be doing if I were a city council member and this project was moving forward. But
I think a lot of it has to do with money. I mean, it always goes back to that. Follow the money.
Yeah.
And, oh, you know, that there are going to be concessions that when you're working with the city and the county that have to be made. And so instead of working, in my opinion, working along those lines, it's we oppose you, and then
and we refuse to talk to you about it. We refuse to start working on the concessions, and that's unfortunate.
The so where are you in the process?
Oh gosh, if I had a big long timeline, we're on the back half of this. So you know, like I said, it was another step in the process when this second or third notice went out. In the September-ish, I think, and so that's wrapping up. The final EIS will be out soon, and there'll be another round of comments, and once that EIS is published, then the BIA can take that and they can make their decision.
Okay. So the once that happens and they make the decision, and the decision goes in your favor, let's say that.
Right.
What happens then?
We'll start working on the project. I mean, we have some ideas. I mean, there have been sketches that we've shown the public. We haven't gone much further than that. It's very expensive. Those sketches that have been drawn are very expensive. So once we know for certainty when we'll be able to break down, we'll move forward and plan the project and break ground and build it.
And that process is going to probably take 4 or 5 years, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
If they said you can start tomorrow, it would still be 4 or 5 years before you see
anything. Three is the minimum, probably more like five, for sure.
Because watching them wanting to build a new jail here, how long, even with everybody agreeing, you know, now that they said this is where the jail is going to be, with everything they have to go through, it's going to take 4 years.
Yeah,
three
definitely.
To 4 years. Well, how do you feel about it, though? I mean, are you getting anything, any kind of feedback at all?
No, the feedback is that it's moving forward. So, again, when that notice went out, we're like, oh, great, we're moving, know. So I think the feedback for us is positive. Was very disappointed in the city. Again, I don't know what to say. I had heard somebody had told me that one of the city council persons, when they asked them, you know, why don't you support the project, they said, oh, I just don't think a casino should go there. You know, and that's not you're representing the community, and just because you personally may not think that goes there, I don't feel like that's a real reason. So that's been a little disappointing that we're not thinking big picture.
Okay. All right. We're here with Tracy Edwards and Miranda Edwards, and we're going to get to Miranda after the break here and see she's going to tell us what she does over at the Rancheria. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is it's our jewelry store of choice, would you say, Linda?
Absolutely.
They've got such a great selection.
Where we had our wedding rings made, and we have they have been a supporter of our station, and we've been a supporter of them, and we encourage, if you have, for all your jewelry needs, head into Four Winds Jewelry.
The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-Counties Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Nundabot. It is 8:18 in the morning here on the 24th of January, 46 degrees, going up to 60-something today, but it's going to be nice, beautiful.
64.
We're here with Tracy Edwards and Miranda Edwards from Redding Rancheria, and we got a phone caller, Arthur Gorman. Good morning, Arthur.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Living the dream, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy to have you guys on the show today. I am looking forward to your new projects, and I was excited to hear and see the plans for that new healthcare center.
Oh, yeah.
That you guys wanted to put in there. Mm-hmm. You guys have been super helpful with the community with our sports here in town and giving scholarships to all the kids that wanted to, you know, get into football and everything. So
yeah.
I want to thank you for that.
Definitely.
But as a healthcare provider and a nurse practitioner eventually someday, I was excited to see that healthcare center coming in. I just didn't know if you guys have a timeline for that.
Sooner than later. We are full board ahead on plans. We're much further into that project than the casino project. We were supposed to have plans ready by the end of the year, but I believe I'm hearing January now. So then shortly thereafter, we would be breaking ground. So that one's will be soon. I mean, in the next couple of years, we'll be building that project. And we definitely need nurse practitioners. We need them now. We need the new facility. So
send your resume in
yes.
to us.
Definitely.
We'll make sure
right.
that they have it. Okay, buddy? No, that's a good
yeah,
point.
Where is the location?
It's going to be if you've been down to the Rancheria, we have Clear Creek on one side of us. It's across the creek. So we have 70
yeah.
acres across the creek there, and that will be the healthcare campus. It includes the medical facility and the wellness center that I'm really excited about. So indoor pools, upstairs indoor tracks that you can walk on in the summer and the winter, Pilates classes, everything you can imagine.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, we can say that.
Right,
well,
thanks a lot for the phone call,
call,
Arthur.
So
yeah.
when
yeah.
we recently went over to visit some friends, we talked about this last time you came on because we got a tour of the Weaverville
mm-hmm.
facility.
Yeah.
Just first rate, beautiful to look at, absolutely exquisite that you guys were able to bring something of that magnitude to Weaverville was just, we commend you.
Yeah, it was great. And then recently with those snowstorms, I got a call. Apparently at some point we were the only people in town who had electricity. I guess we have some really big generator up there, and so we were able to see some of the patients. We offered our place for people to come charge their cell phones. So we kind of opened up the place to the whole community that day and helped out.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the big health center
okay.
here. And now, is this open to people, or how does this work?
So right now the plan is, obviously we'll be serving our tribal members, we'll be serving our Native American community, and we'll be serving our employees and their families. So it's essentially the building that we have on Liberty Street. The patients there will move to the new health center.
Okay.
And then we have yet to decide what we'll be doing with Liberty, but we'll probably be continuing that clinic for Medicare patients
okay.
at Liberty.
How many patients fall? I mean, I don't want to pin you down here because
no
I know that Glenn handles this.
Uh-huh.
But how many patients do y'all see?
Oh my goodness, Carl! I don't have that number. I think
it's
we
in
have
the thousands,
about
of course.
It's about 10,000 patients.
10,000.
Like, yeah.
Now these are people that are on Medicare. I'm sorry, Medicare and Medicaid, or just
Medicare?
Medicare.
Yes.
And Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
But these are people now that have physicians.
Absolutely.
That they can come in.
Yep.
That's 10,000, around 10,000
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
that are being seen at all these clinics. It takes them out of the emergency rooms.
Absolutely, yes.
That's the big thing.
Yep, that's the plan.
And you don't charge anything.
Nope.
And you don't get generic drugs.
Nope. We actually have our own pharmacy, so
yeah.
you can get them filled in town, but the having our own pharmacy is a huge, huge benefit to people. They go see the doctor, they walk over to the pharmacy, they get their meds right away. And if you are like me, on occasion I find myself in line at a CVS or a Rite Aid and it takes a long time, so it's much quicker and much
yeah.
better.
Okay. And that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
you've got one up in Weaverville.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one, I know we have several here in town.
Yeah, Churn Creek. Yep.
And why did I think Bernie? Not Bernie,
no.
It was Weaverville.
Weaverville,
yeah.
yep.
Okay, cool. Now, your turn, Miranda. Special projects.
Yes.
What is that?
It is everything and anything. I work with tribal members. I work with employees. I get to work with the community. So I get a little taste of everything in my job, which is pretty great.
Well, what kind of special projects are you working on right now?
Right now, I am helping work on our yearly planning, looking forward for the year with our executive team. I'm getting a calendar ready for the rest of the year, so I'm looking at all the events we hold, things for our employees. I think the next probably biggest one we have coming up is our Easter event. Mm-hmm. All kinds of fun things like that. I get to do the fun stuff. So.
Well, you've got a big event coming up here soon.
That is, I will get to
in
be,
March.
Yeah, we'll be doing that, the community fun dinner, the Red Party. So that'll be a fun, easy theme that I'm excited to see how people dress up for. And since it's in March, it's pretty soon after the last one. What's the date? March 3rd this year on Friday at the casino. So
yeah, and now this is the red theme.
Yeah.
So you. In the themes before, I've dressed up from anywhere from Batman to
Star Wars.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Austin Powers.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Austin Powers.
That's a good one.
Actually, I think what we did, you don't need fake hair chest. What we did is just painted yours. Put mascara on
it. We did one more.
Darkened it up.
Where I got my face painted for something. Anyway,
it's been a lot of fun.
We've done this 3 years, so just wearing red, it will mm-hmm. be easy.
Maybe you paint. I'm sure there's a lot of creative takes you can take on, and I've got a couple ideas.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody's going to come as a devil.
For me.
Mine will be a surprise.
Okay, good. Okay.
Let's talk about the funds for that event.
Let's talk about what that does.
Yes,
though.
It's the community fund, and of course, you always theme it. Mm-hmm. You know, to make it fun, like a party thing. But let's get to the serious aspect of what this event really truly is.
Yeah, so you could probably explain a little bit better than I can, Mom.
So the Reading Rancheria Community Fund is where all of the proceeds go. And twice a year we grant to different nonprofits in the community. If you're interested in looking at that grant, the Community Foundation of the North State, somebody help me with their new name, Community Foundation of the North State is the ones who administers our grant. So you can go. It used to be Shasta Regional Community Foundation, but that's not the name anymore.
Okay.
Foundation of North State. You can go online and there's an application and you can apply for our grants. They are up to $30,000 grants. So if that's within the area, and we grant all over. We grant all kinds of things. Lots of school projects, nonprofit community projects. We have a committee that selects twice a year, and all of the proceeds go to that.
Let's talk about, was it this foundation that helped businesses in town to recover from the COVID downfall of business? I mean, not only health-wise, but I mean the businesses were closed for 2 months.
You know, actually, it's not the same fund.
No.
So, I get asked a lot, well, how much money did you give the community? And I have not been able to figure out a way to add it up. So that is a different, that was the tribal council who merely said, we're taking money out of our general fund and we're going to do $5,000 grants to the community. So, it was not actually the same fund. The council decided they wanted to sit and choose their own businesses that we patronize, that we thought needed help. So they just decided, we're just going to spend some of our money and we're going to give it out to the community. So that was the funding that I think it was about 61 businesses that we gave $5,000 to.
Yeah, it started out as 30.
Yes.
And then it grew. You doubled it in size.
Yeah, we doubled it.
And I'll just say, transparency, is that we were one of the businesses that got it. And at the same time, we were watching, a one-person taco business got it. I mean, you went across the board to so many different organizations.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, that was
very generous of
very
you
generous.
To do that.
Yeah.
Like you said, that was from a different fund, and I didn't – I think our listeners need to hear that, again, this is the heart of the members, tribal members inside Reading Rancheria that do these kinds of things. Now, the dinner is the funds that are going to different nonprofits. Now, how many nonprofits?
Well, they'll grant twice a year, and depending on the amounts that they grant, it's probably upwards of 20, 30 groups twice a year will receive funding. So if there's a certain amount of money, I think we grant around $100,000 every 6 months. So it's interesting that there's a committee of community people and internal tribal people who pick, and I think they they struggle. We get so many applications, so they try to fund as many as they can. So they try to spread the money further to different organizations.
It is the community foundation of the North State,
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, I looked that up. They've been around a long time.
Yeah, we attended to one of, I think, the event once they did this name change. Remember we went to, was it Fall River Brewing? We went and attended,
okay.
We'll have to talk about it at the break. Anyway.
But there's also an additional grant that night.
Yes. What we do is, of all of the applications we got, it's a surprise grant. The community fund dinner group sits down, and I think last year we did two, and they get an additional $5,000 grant that night. So somebody who's showing up that night doesn't know that when they leave that evening, they'll have a $5,000 check.
You know, there's things that you all bought, including books. I think it's a fire engine one year. That when they say, well, what have they done? Well, here's a whole list of things for a long time. And the other point on that is when I hear, oh, they're just trying to buy love. No, couldn't it be is that, and here's my answer to it, could it be they just like doing things for our community?
Well, we're in this community, you know, our employees.
You're entrenched.
Absolutely.
You've been here longer.
We think we need to, we don't need to buy love. We just want to make the community a better place for everybody.
There you go. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business for 15 years, and they've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, 1845 California Street, just down the street here, one over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch, and the latest branch down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and very happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Take a load off, Sandy. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Sandy.
And you put the load right on.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
All right, good morning. I love this song. You know, yeah, this is like something you can sing along with. Hello, 96.5 FM. This is KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. It's a sunshiny day. I think we got through the struggle of the storm. 1460 AM, your talk radio. KCNR 1460.com. Yes, we're here with Redding Rancheria and Tracy and Miranda Edwards. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of the last, well, since I've lived here. And how many of you can say you never had a bad haircut at your barbershop? I can say that. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I give them a call and say, hey, Tuesday at 10 works really good for me, and they'll get me in and get my haircut, and I can then leave. Or I can just stay. Sometimes I hide out there. They work by appointment, so give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it is man's last stronghold. It probably hasn't changed in there. Well, it hadn't changed in 15 years, and they said, or 15 years before that. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here, like Linda said, with Stacy and Miranda Edwards of course, Redding Rancheria, and Stacy is the CEO out there. Yeah, you've got an announcement to make here. I love it when you make announcements.
Yeah, I know the timing always works out great. So today we're putting out a press release announcing our new business and partnership. We have created the Redding Rancheria Environmental Vegetation Management Corporation. It's a company dedicated to the care and preservation of our natural environment. Bottom line, they'll clean up the forest floors and do fire management by creating defensible spaces, shaded field breaks, access road clearing, utility pole clearing, everything that we need to do to manage our forests. So this is something that we living here in Northern California understand, and it was something that REDCO, our Economic Development Corporation, led by Jeremy Hayward, felt very personal that it was something that we needed, and so we are getting in the business of forest management.
Forest management has, existing government legislators, mm-hmm. you know, for years talked about it. And then over the last 4 years when we had those horrible fires in Paradise and here and other places, they finally got together to do it. But I do see some action, but in many areas there's none at all. Now, I don't know if that's federal land or California land, but so the purpose of this business is then to, do you get contracts with the state, or is this for, if I had some land and I said, hey, I need to clear this out before the fire season.
We could probably work something out for you, Carl. Yes, but we do take contracts, and we'll be just getting into the business and working our way through that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, and I just want to say thank you to the for the program that you have going on today. we have received through Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and our Silver Star Veterans and Widows program several grants through the last several years from them. And you're asking, well, what do they do in the community? They help us help our veterans. And believe me, by being able to take care of groceries and bills and things like that for our elderly widows and things along those lines, they have helped support us be a key player in taking care of our veterans here in Northern California. And so just a shout-out to them for allowing us to be able to apply for those grants and to receive that funding and turn right around and put that right back into our community where it's needed the most.
Well, thanks, Rob.
Awesome. Thank you.
And Rob's programs are out there helping veterans and veterans' families. And I know that you and I were sitting in there one day, and you all came in with a veteran who had gotten behind us on electric bills, and that Rob and your organization caught him up. And so they wouldn't have their electricity turned off.
One of the big things is March of this year, of 2023, we will have been a nonprofit for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so that is a fantastic track record to be able to be in the community helping our veterans, young and old. And once again, this doesn't happen by chance. It happens because of support from our local community.
Okay, Rob.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for all that you do, because you really do make a difference.
Oh, that makes me feel great. Thanks.
Thanks, Chief. Okay. Well, see, people forget sometimes that, you know, you don't hear about it.
Yeah.
And you all, I mean, you come on the show and we talk about it, but it's that kind of thing where it's a lot of times people, the hundreds of organizations you've helped over the years.
It is hard because it feels like you don't want to toot your own horn.
Your thumb over
it. It is. And then I did not attend the last city council meeting, but I know, through various people who gave me their perspectives on it, one of the city council members made the comment that they don't do anything for the community. So then immediately I had people calling me saying, you need to tell them, you need to let them know, you need to give them this information about everything you do for the community. So I was surprised that, a city council person didn't feel like we did anything for the community, so that was a bummer.
Well, perhaps it's time then to send them a unsolicited email with the things you've done over the last just 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
And just say, well, these are the things we do for our community.
Yeah.
You know, people get wrapped around
a thing,
a thought. This thing, about moving the casino, and then everything else is negated.
Right.
Which I never have understood, that you can disagree on something, but let's give props where they're deserved. So.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. One of us has to leave, and and we'll be right back.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Redding Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Redding at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Wait, we gotta have Carl's dance. I wish you all could see it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. I need to move my joints. Shoulder muscles.
We've been playing that for like a year. Mainly because I really like that song, and I don't know why.
And you just do kind of the whole song. Little yeah. happy yeah. dance, well, which is good for you.
At my age, it's good to loosen up. Yeah. Hey, it's 8:46 in the morning on the 24th of January, and January has totally gotten away from us. 46 degrees, it's going up to 64 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. You know, on a more of a much larger scale, I know that Jack went back to a conference, and the overall, because all the different nations come in for this, mm-hmm. How are things going with Native Americans?
So issues. I can talk about some national issues. And,
sure.
And Jack recently won an award. The Native American Chamber of Commerce awarded him a Warrior's Award, and that's for his work and the tribe's work in businesses and Native American community. So that was a very big deal. We were very proud of him. And he also serves as a board member for the National Congress of American Indians. And that is that's a wonderful group. They hold annual conferences, but that is where you bring all of the tribal nations together and you discuss issues. You know, we in our community, the casino, you know, we talk about that, and that's just a piece of the puzzle and of, you know, Native American affairs. Repatriation, sacred sites, the boarding school issue. I think that we've all known about it. We all know people who've been, have been in boarding schools. We know the atrocities. We've heard the stories. But now, I know when I'm doom scrolling at night and I come across my Twitter. And
doom scrolling,
yes.
That's a term, I bet.
It's true.
And I think it's out there now that people are like, wow. I mean, maybe.
When you find a graveyard with numerous bodies in it at a boarding school, you have to ask yourself a question.
Yeah. We've watched a couple. Yeah. I don't even know if they're documentaries, but there was a story about an ice skater, a Native American guy who was a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another, there's something recently, and I'm not sure, but it's the same thing about how the ghost dancing or any kind of language, and they would wash the girls and cut their hair.
In 1923 is a series, mm-hmm. you know, from out of the Yellowstone guy.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And part of it is
the young
women mm-hmm. were in a boarding school and yeah. the things that happened because they totally wanted to obliterate their Native
culture.
American
yeah.
culture, yeah, their heritage, their culture.
So moving on with yeah. what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I think the awareness now, I mean, now that you are telling, you've heard this you've heard this story, I mean, I've known this forever, and we've known people, and I know people who have been in boarding schools. So I think when you ask how things are going, I think just the awareness that is out there now is helpful. You know, is helpful to us to, so you can look at it from a different perspective. But, you know, healthcare issues for Native Americans, we get diabetes. I mean, you know, we're pretty much told that chances are when you hit a certain age, you'll have diabetes. So let's try now to start so that perhaps maybe you won't get it. So these are the issues, you know, that,
and that helps. And that's where your healthcare and exercise
and
diet.
Yeah. So we're all about preventative. Let's prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the doctor says, oh, you're Native. Oh, well, you're going to get diabetes. You know, what can we do to maybe change that? So that is for us, the tribe, why we are doing what we're doing, you know.
See, I didn't know that until today because we know that that's prominent in the African American, you know,
community.
Their numbers are higher, but I didn't know that about
Native American.
Absolutely.
The one of the things that's really, it's a lot more finally, a lot more in the news is the number of Native American women who disappear every year. What do you think that is?
Well, we live in a small Rancheria here in California, you know, if I call law enforcement, they're going to come down and they're going to investigate something. But I think if you've been to the rural areas, and I know, Carl, you have, I think, you know, the local sheriffs are supposed to provide law enforcement on law, you know, on reservations. But, you know, when you have vast amount of lands, you have, people who are living in poverty and nobody's making a fuss. Nobody wants to deal with law enforcement because of the treatment of them. Maybe they're not cooperating, so nothing's done. I mean, you have large domestic violence just by virtue of probably living in poverty, I guess. You know, I mean, when you're living in poverty.
Domestic violence cases I know on the Navajo reservation were a lot.
So then things happen. There was a good mainstream movie called Wind River.
Yes.
Yes.
We love that movie.
Yeah. And, you know, and I.
Taylor Sheridan again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that kind of explains it a little bit. You know, who's got jurisdiction? Who cares? Who's going to talk to the law enforcement? So that is, I'm glad you brought that up, Linda. We as a tribe participate, and we are trying to bring awareness to that, too. So that is a huge issue. That's always been there, but now because nationally, you know, we're putting it out there. I mm-hmm. talked about the numbers in my state of the tribe, the likelihood, the extra likelihood that a Native woman is going to go missing. It's crazy. So,
yeah, the percentages are just, you know.
Yeah.
And part of it is, you're right, when you've got a reservation that's out, like, this, you know, Pine Ridge, mm-hmm. and it's up there in the Dakotas or South Dakota, and it's huge. And there's it's an inward society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That if somebody ends up disappearing,
right, and then you're relying on local law enforcement who, you know, isn't in the community to care or make a difference.
Yeah. Speaking of the state of the tribe,
mm-hmm.
That was a great day.
Great. I'm glad.
You know, it was to hear all the things mm-hmm. that y'all are doing in that book you put out.
Yeah.
That was
Miranda. Miranda did that book.
Is that right?
Oh, man. That
with
was
the help of her staff. Yes.
We're doing a book for the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I brought your book in.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
And I said, this is a good way to start.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, with, you know, the way it is.
Right.
And it gives everybody an idea.
Right.
You know,
yeah. People like pictures, and so we like to try to do pictures, you know, some text explaining a little bit, and then a picture to bring it all together.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm glad you liked it.
Well, I think I've heard a lot of people say that, mm-hmm. you know, they learned things they hadn't heard, you know, before.
Right.
Going back to the national issues, and these are, of course, very important, do you see any movement forward? Let's face it, the Department of Interior changes.
Yeah.
Every 4 years.
Every administration.
Every administration's got their own way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of support do the nations, when they get together at the Congress, what are they expecting, or what do they go out for?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we are different nations, and so yeah. we all have different issues, but we try to come together, and then if this National Congress of American Indians will pass resolutions for certain issues that the members think are important, like sacred sites, like sacred sites is a lot right now, and I don't just mean burial grounds. I mean mm-hmm. a monument in the middle of Albuquerque, you know, in Santa Fe, that a tribe finds spiritual. You know, how do we protect those sites? So they'll pass resolutions. They'll try to get to, you know, the federal government, and depending on who's in office and what the administration,
the
how they
is,
feel,
right.
you know, sometimes we were moving forward. Sometimes
yes.
places are put in, you know, protection and we feel good about that. And then other times, if an administration has a different agenda, it feels like we're moving backwards. So,
which kind of brings me, when you said that, it kind of triggered something. The windmills. Mm-hmm. Are back,
mm-hmm.
and that is considered a pretty sacred area.
Yeah,
the
Pitt River Tribe feels very strongly about mm-hmm. The windmills, and so they have advocated, and you know about how they feel about it, and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens
yeah.
because the state passed a law that overrides local governments.
Yeah,
surprise, surprise, on that. So it's coming back again to the mm-hmm. same area. So it's I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah,
there
definitely.
About how much power the state has.
Yeah, and we support the Pitt River Tribe. We
yes,
have you know family members that are you know members on both sides, and I'm of Pitt River descent, and so if that's you know we're going to support them.
Yeah, that was a slam dunk. Before,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but now with
yeah.
this new law, and they came right back.
I tell you.
I know. Tracy and you all come on once a month, once mm-hmm. every other month, whenever we can all work
yeah.
together and,
uh-huh.
and get it in there. And you've kind of caught us up on everything that's going on, including the new business
uh-huh.
that you all just bought. And that's for the environment and cleaning up the forest and helping to prevent fires and all this. And the other businesses. So where do you see this year for Redding Rancheria? We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, in 3 minutes. Let's hope that the BIA approves our project and we get to go the final step across the line to move our casino to I-5. I think, you know, it will just benefit the entire community. Where else I see us, the tribe's going to continue to support the community and nonprofits and organizations and what they're doing. The tribe is going to continue to try to expand our businesses, like this vegetation mm-hmm. management company that we're getting into. So I think that it's going to be a good year.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us this morning and for all that you do.
It'll be really
great to hear about more medical facilities being built and revisit. Once again, we're hearing from healthcare providers about and wonderful the Weaverville
testimonies.
And the Weaverville Health
yeah.
Center and all of the plans and the great things that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, are you sold out yet for your the dinner?
Yes, I got the word yesterday on the way out the door that I think our red party, the red party is
mm-hmm.
sold out. If you call Maria and there's some more space, maybe they can fit you in.
Right.
So
I have fun.
Well, Wind River owns the place, so they
yeah.
can probably sit.
Right, right.
Oh, you want a table for two? Okay, over
yeah.
here. Of course,
yeah.
you have to walk up the
yeah.
stairs and
yeah.
do that.
And I just got news from One Safe Place while we were on the air that the crab feed is sold out, which is happening February 4th. But there are tickets for the after party, which is something new for them.
And after, is this where we crack crab or we just throw crab legs at each other?
You do that, and then after party is in another building with this band and the whole fun thing if you want to just play and party after the feast.
That's good. We need to party right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
One time when we went there as to your annual dinner. We went as the Austin Powers group, and Linda and her girlfriend went as the GoBots.
Yeah, they were the Bot Girls,
the GoBots,
the
Fembots with the baby doll.
Yeah.
And the Congressman LaMoffa was there.
And we had big blonde wigs.
And they went over to get their picture. And I never saw Doug move back.
He was doing a dance on the hot coals, man. Going,
oh, no, well.
No, no,
and,
no.
And then he goes, Linda?
It was priceless. That's funny.
It was good. Yeah, so funny. Anyway, again, thank you for everything that Redding Rancheria does for our community.
Thank you.
So, yes, people, we are unabashed supporters of Redding Rancheria.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, but you know what? If, like everything, if it wasn't true, we wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we've got the district attorney joining us. So everybody have a great day, and God bless America. This world from-